I'm speaking with Aaron Hutchinson, who is president and co-founder of Cogent 3D and iCropTrack.
All right, Aaron, why don't you just tell us, first of all, well, just give us an overview of iCropTrack and you know, your a little bit of your history and what some recent changes is that you just made.
iCropTrack is a mobile farm data management application that has two components associated with it. It has a private cloud, so clients have their own custom cloud, and it also has iOS applications that run on the iPad and the iOS iPhone platforms. And what it does is it allows you to collect all of the pieces of paper that are on your farm and allow you to attach geospatial tags to them. Things like planting, sampling, scouting, yield estimations, even yield sheets that you would send to your elevator. It is a completely customizable tool for the farmer so that he doesn't have to adopt our processes or our way of thinking about collecting information. It allows him to do that's been working for him. We've been around since 2009. This is iCropTrack is our third generation of our farming technologies that we've built, and it becomes the pinnacle of our technologies as we start to merge in our Gen 2 technologies like Precision Earth, that was a dedicated soil sampling app, and our Gen 1 technologies, which were GIS Roam, which a lot of farmers were using for boundary collection and zone collection in the past. The things that we've been doing here for the fall is in the process of merging our technologies together on a new iOS 7 release that Apple has put out. We worked a lot on feedback that we got from our customers over the last couple of years and the process of, you know, removing the number of steps to be able to perform tasks, the intuitiveness of being able to do a task, and the speed and simplicity of performing those so that, you know, somebody who might be a seasonal worker or somebody who might be a full-fledged professional can get the most from the tools. So we're very excited about our release that we have that's in the App Store right now, and the one that's actually going to come out in the Christmas time frame, where we've actually increased the performance of the technology by a factor of 10, so that we're ready for the new myjohndeere.com data connections that everybody's been hearing about, as well as you know, being able to deal with some of the very large amounts of data that people are starting to collect on their farms.
Looking at your website and at your Facebook page, iCropTrack is an international product for you now, is it?
We're sold in over 50 countries. The application is actually multilingual, so we can deploy the technology in any of a varied set of languages. The application was actually designed so that a centralized database could be in English, and each of the users, as they log into the tool, at their mobile device, would actually be presented the information in their unique language. So that makes for less mistakes, that makes for faster data entries, and that allows people who may have multilingual workforces, as in California, Arizona, Texas, and places like that, it allows them to interact with their workers in a more fluid kind of environment.
And you were just in Africa for a month. What were you doing in Africa with this application?
Well, 6 of the 10 largest, fastest-growing countries in the world for in the marketplace are in Africa. And Africa is kind of unique. It's going to be a lot different than we have here in the United States. One of the challenges for tech companies is being able to understand the restrictions that are there and to be able to, you know, mold the technology to take advantage of those restrictions or advantages. A good example of that is, you know, in the United States, we went from pagers to cell phones to 3G, and we're just starting to roll out 3G and 4G across our rural areas. Places like Africa, where they may not have running water, may not have electricity, but they have 3G and 4G technology available to them. Even a guy living in a grass hut. So it's kind of understanding the business models and the technology limitations that are there so that we can build better technology.
That is really amazing that the cell phone technology in countries like Africa. I just went to World Food Prize, and that's why I was interested in the application of this to be able, as we look at that 9 billion person number, how applications like this will help increase food production.
One of the challenges is education. The other challenge is documentation. One of the roles that we think iCropTrack fits very well is food safety handling. Today, the application is used by a lot of fresh produce from fresh fruit growers here in the United States and Europe and South America. And we support things like Global Gap and Primus, which are some of the world standards. But there's also the IFH, the World Bank, is also trying to bring food standards to places like Africa. So we see our technology as allowing the farmer to document what he's doing, for that information to kind of track the food. We also see it as an opportunity to, remove some steps that are in the paper process that are there today that allow food distribution and food handling to be done a lot better. Just like in the early days in America, today in Africa, a lot of food doesn't get from the field to the people who need it because it just the logistics of moving it around and where is it available and where is it needed. Clearly, the food in a lot of parts of that world is an unknown quantity. So when you're eating something, you don't know where it was grown, what it was grown with, or things like that. So there's a big push in that part of the world so that they can create an export market for the excess, if they have any, to Europe and others. And that's gonna require some digital technologies like iCropTrack to be able to solve those problems.
Well, it really is fascinating, all the information, and we really do appreciate iCropTrack being a sponsor of our app, AgWired app. And, Aaron, is there anything else you'd like to add that you want people to know about iCropTrack?
Well, look for us in early 2014. We're going to have version 4.0 of our technology and taking feedback from the users that are out there that we talk to at the shows, and we're pretty excited about some of the things that we got coming down the pipeline.